Hey, Dave Fridman.
Hello.
Hey, Dave, it's Ira, and I'm here with OK Go.
Hi.
Hi. I should say that you're the producer of the record. Band's all here.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hello, guys.
Do you miss us?
Of course.
Do you miss the sweet smell of bacon when you come to the studio every morning?
Yes, I do.
So these guys were living with you for how long to make the record?
I don't know. It wasn't that long. Eight to 10 weeks, somewhere in there, total.
12.
Was it 12?
It was 12.
Can I ask you guys to all talk about what was the song that was the hardest to make work?
I would say ultimately probably White Knuckles.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Because we kept feeling like we've got it, and then it would just sort of, it's not there yet, damn it.
Because what phases did it go through? Just describe it. Like, what did it start as? And, like, what were you trying to fix? You know what I mean? Like, what was it at the beginning when it was a demo?
It was a drum beat. It was, like, this one great drum beat. And everybody would hear it and go, like, man, that's, we got to build a song around that. And, I mean, there must have been 10 or 15 different chord progressions / songs written over it. I mean, just going through my computer before we got here, I found 3 different songs written over that drum beat.
Okay, so let's hear one of them. Okay, now here's another one of those demos. Yeah.
And in the end, it was like, the problem is it was 10 to 15 seconds of great feeling that you can repeat a lot, but it would get less and less appealing as you repeated it. And it needed a song, like it needed an arc and a shape and something to make it like a story or a
hold on for a second. Dave, are you like stacking milk bottles? What are you doing?
Sorry about that. I'm restocking the beer fridge here. We just got back from shopping. So
yeah, you were saying.
So, after like 6 months of, every few days coming to this groove and being like, what are we going to do with this? It had lost meaning.
Yeah. And also there were like some weird feel things that like the song just didn't feel as good as like the first demo. And like some of the keyboards that are doing sort of an oscillating thing, like weren't exactly right.
Wait, the keyboards that are doing the oscillating thing. Sing what you're saying. I don't even know what that means.
Dave got it the best.
So wait, so then you went back and basically had to rethink all of that. And then what did you replace it with?
I think in that song we were like, oh, the groove is just a little weird. Let's take every snare and move it back 10 milliseconds and then it'll feel lazier. You have to somehow cognate some, like, oh, this is probably the problem. And then you try it and either it feels better or it doesn't.
I think that was that the last song we mixed?
Yeah. I think
that was an amazing process because we went ahead. I've never done anything before or since like this, but we spent several hours on the very last day working on this song, and I think we cut out a total of 78 milliseconds of sound, and it took us hours to do it, and that made the difference.
Really?
And remember Super Kick and not Super Kick? That debate, that took 4 days to figure out whether...
Well, Super Kick or no Super Kick?
There was a Super Kick sound.
And then there was a boom. Okay, there's like a big synthesized kick underneath the live kick.
Mm-hmm. And you can figure out
whether we like the super kick sound or no super kick sound.
So you would just play it with and without over and over.
We just A B,
and then you get, and then you wouldn't be able to tell. So you'd have to come back. You'd have to be like clean your brain by doing something else for 4 hours and then come back to it.
All right. Well, let's play. Now this is with the super boom. This is without the super boom. Okay, that's hard to tell.
Well, yeah, but it's night and day to us.
And was there a vote? Like, was it a split jury, or do you all have to agree?
I think we all agreed in the end.
Yeah, a 3-to-1 vote will sometimes take it if that one says, you know what, I don't care enough.
But like, otherwise, it has to be like Brown versus Board of Education. You all have to stand together.
Pretty much. It's after 12 years as a band together, our musical tastes have become so coincident anyways. Like I like the music Dan likes now, and vice versa. So mm-hmm. so much so that I think we kind of know when we're like, if it's something we all like, then right, that's an okay go song.